I used to hate women. Yep, you heard that right. I used to hate women. Let's go to the beginning. Sad music. Play. My first ever girlfriend cheated on me. I got my first ever girlfriend when I used to be very fat. And, you know, she was very, very, like, good looking. She was amazing. And, you know, I was quite young at the time. So I didn't really understand much about women and, you know, the way the world really works and stuff like that. So I fell for her, you know. I started wanting to spend time with her all the time. I'd be telling her how beautiful she is 24/7, you know. She was my life. I started basically sending naked videos of herself in the shower to countless people. Countless people, in fact, to the fact that people were saying, hey, isn't this your girlfriend, bro? I swear she just sent me some crazy stuff. And I'm there like, bro, shut the fuck up, man. You don't know what you're talking about, bro. It's just this, blah, blah. Basically, when you're in love, right, you overlook behaviors that are not acceptable. At that point, I should have just ended it, but I still kept going anyway. You feel what I'm saying? I was like, nah, she said she's sorry, so, you know, let me carry on, you know, talking to her. So, carried on being hung over her. You know, she kept doing even worse and worse stuff until she eventually, like, fully started getting with other guys. And at that point, that's when I knew I've got to be strong. A lot of people still told me, like, yo, she's the one, but I didn't want to listen because I thought she's gonna change. I thought she's gonna start treating me better, you know. But eventually I got over her. I started searching for answers, though. I was like, why did she do this? So I literally went on YouTube and I typed in, why did my girlfriend cheat on me? I came across a movement called the Red Pill, right? Essentially, this was the answer to all my problems and all my questions. It's in women's nature to cheat on them, is what the Red Pill says, right? It's in women's nature to cheat on you, to find a better option than you. Do your own research on the Red Pill movement, right? But anyways, that's it. And I started deep diving into it and I started finding out all these things, right? A lot of the ideologies in the Red Pill are very true, but at the same time, there's a lot of ideologies in there that are just a bit too extreme and, you know, not true as well. But yeah, like, as I'm discovering this stuff, I'm starting to become angry, not only towards the world, but towards women as well. In fact, I even started hating women. Like, I started being like, so all women are like this? What the fuck? Like, how could women, why did God create such people that just hurt and cheat on people? Like, what the fuck, man? Oh my God. This is also something called Red Pill Rage, where you just start being angry at everything, how you've been lied to your whole life, how the world doesn't really work the way you thought it did. The world is in a Disney fairy tale, right? Because I grew up believing the world is a Disney fairy tale. It was a rude awakening when I found this movement, you know. I started slowly, though, realizing that something is wrong with me. I literally started hating women and just the world. And, like, me just being around them, I just got infuriated and just, like, started raging inside. And, you know, I started recognizing that something is probably wrong with me, right? So I knew I had to make a change. So I stopped watching these Red Pill videos. I stopped watching a lot of the Red Pill content because it was truly detrimental to my health and my mental health, just myself, you know, taking in all this information, you know, being overloaded. Oh, look, here's what this girl did today. Here's what that girl did today. Here's what happened today. It kept, like, messing me up and just making me resent and hate women even more. But then I started working out. I actually started learning about my own behaviors and, you know, what could have caused me to actually get cheated on. I started finding out that just because this girl cheated on me, it doesn't make her a bad fucking person. Just because somebody cheats on you does not make them a bad person. Don't get me wrong, somebody getting cheated on is a bad fucking thing and you should leave that fucking relationship immediately. But growing, you start to understand they weren't the only person at fault. Firstly, you may have done some things to lead them to that point. And secondly, if somebody decides to cheat on you, there's nothing you can do to stop them. And thirdly, every person is capable of cheating on you. That's another, you know, those are some of the conclusions I came to. I'm capable of cheating on a girl, even though I think I'm a good person, right? I'm capable of cheating on a person on a given day in the right circumstances. Everybody's capable of doing good and evil. These are things you discover. That's what I discovered anyway, you know? When I started actually, you know, studying about human nature, right? Not just female nature, but human nature, I started realizing we're all fucked up. We're all fucked up, you know? And I started realizing all I can do is be the best version of myself. All I can do is work on myself. I can't be here worrying if somebody's out here trying to cheat on me or not. All I can do is be the best version of myself. Karma's a real thing. If you genuinely do malicious things with the intent of hurting people or not caring how your actions are going to affect other people, the reason why I'm sharing this story with you guys is a lot of you guys might have came across the Red Pill movement. Let me disclaim this right now. It's not an entirely bad movement. There are some good people in this movement. In fact, the person who has impacted my life the most is a guy called AMS. AMS, he started off making a lot of Red Pill content, right? However, over time, he switched mainly to lifestyle content, right? And he doesn't fully subscribe into every single thing that the Red Pill says you should do, right? But I look at him more like a father figure, right? Because I never really had a dad of my own, so the internet literally was like where my dad was, you know, sadly enough. But, you know, I there's a few other guys as well, you know, Steph is cold, MJ Get Right, FitX Fearless, you know, but the one who changed my life the most is AMS. All he's saying is command respect from women, right? Work on yourself, become the best version of yourself, become high value. Even Kevin Samuels was, you know, another good one, rest in peace to him. Right, there's a lot of bad ones out there in the Red Pill community who just take things to the extreme, but I'm not gonna mention any of them guys, you know what I'm saying? It's not entirely bad movement. Become the best version of yourself, and you know, if you're not getting what you want from a relationship, then leave it. The greatest power you have as a man is to leave. That you're gonna get another girl. Don't be stuck upon one person. You're gonna get another girl, right? So anyways, like I was saying, the reason why I'm making this video is because a lot of you might have discovered the Red Pill movement. You might be going through Red Pill rage right now, where you hate women and you hate the world and you hate all these people, right? You need to understand, the world is not black and white. All women are not evil. All people are not evil. There are some people who genuinely just have malicious intents and they're gonna do wrong for you. But there's also a lot of people, a lot more people I'd even argue, that are just regular people, good-natured people. They might slip up every here and there, but they are mainly good people. They don't have malicious intent, you know? You need to understand that your life is dictated by your actions and what you're willing to accept. Let's say somebody cheats on you, right? How are you going to respond? What are you going to do? Are you going to kill them? Because that would make you a million times worse than what they've just done to you. Or you can decide to say, you know what? Life, this is life. Let me take this loss on the chin. Let me use it as fuel to improve myself. Let me use it as fuel to become better. Because that's what I did. At the time, right, I was really fat. As I was working on myself, my mind is getting better, I'm getting fitter, I'm starting to become more charismatic, more understanding, more empathetic. I'm starting to develop a lot of skills. And I started realizing we're all working on ourselves. We're all, you know, we're never gonna be perfect. We're never gonna be 100% perfect. You feel what I'm saying? So if you're going through Red Pill rage right now, just remember, you're not perfect yourself. And hopefully that's gonna make you not have this malicious view towards the world now, like, oh cool, I fucking hate the world. Right? Yes, you've been lied to. Yes, you may have been cheated on. Yes, you've had horrible things done to you. But guess what? You're a normal person. Everybody's had BS done to them. Everybody's had a lot of evil things done to them. You need to choose how you use that pain. Use it as fuel to do some good for the world. To do some good for yourself. So anyways guys, I know this video turned into something serious. I hope it can help some of you. I've been vulnerable enough to, you know, to basically share my embarrassing past with you guys. So I hope that at least, you know, some of you guys stop being so angry at the world, right? And you start reflecting on yourself and what you want out of this life. Anyways, I appreciate you guys for watching, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what you want to see in the comments next. I don't know, that's broken English, but yeah. Instagram, in the bio. So, not in the bio, in the description. I'm so used to flipping being on Instagram and TikTok, it's actually absurd. But anyways guys, I'll catch you in the next video, alright? Love for joining me. Peace.